Winter storms swept through the nation over the weekend, leaving flood-stricken Kentucky without power and increasing the death toll attributed to weather events. Communities already burdened with snow are bracing for more, with 2 to 6 inches expected from Tuesday night into Wednesday morning and up to 8 in some areas, according to the National Weather Service. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said 2 more people, most likely experiencing homelessness, died from hypothermia, bringing the death toll to 14. The majority of statewide deaths are a result of flooding. The state's dispatch system received close to 10,000 calls on Saturday, with people stranded on washed-out roads or trapped in rising water. The Kentucky National Guard worked with state police on more than 800 response missions to evacuate 296 people. Following the latest storm, Beshear says officials are shifting efforts to remove debris, clear roads, and transport supplies to impacted communities. With the threat still present and Arctic temperatures on the way, Beshear urged residents to stay home as the state works to recover. The governor also said he requested individual assistance from the White House to help families and communities rebuild. FEMA is already coordinating with officials on relief efforts in Kentucky after a disaster was declared by the governor. That standing water makes it impossible for snowplows to get through, but the state has crews on standby to clear highways. While power remains intact for most communities, more than 1,500 are in the dark. The National Weather Service has millions of people under winter. Weather alerts from Kansas to North Carolina, with the storm system bringing heavy wind and snow.